Well, good morning and welcome to the original yard sale, the first community credit union yard sale right here on 590 The Fan, the new home of the yard sale. We're glad to have you with us. Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss will be along in just a moment. They are co-hosts. That's right. It takes two people to replace the late Paul Warner. Not late like he's dead. Paul's fine. He's not, you know, passed away, but he late meaning, you know, former host. And they're doing a great job, and you folks are doing a great job too of catching on to this. Oh, we have a new phone number. This is huge news. 314-821-0590. Huh? How easy is that? 314 is a no-brainer. That's the oldest existing area code for St. Louis. So that's, you don't even have to try to remember that. All you need to remember is 821-0590. That's the number you're going to call to get on here, sell something, grab some cash that you can use for the holidays. And it's all brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Now, what we would like is if you would take that money that you make when you sell whatever it is you're going to sell and open an account or put it in your existing account at First Community Credit Union. Now, I'm going to give you, before we bring our host and co-host in here, actually, you would just say before we bring our two co-hosts in here. Let's do it that way. Before they come in, I'm going to give you a good reason to do something you've been thinking about anyway, and that is doing your banking business with First Community Credit Union. Here is the good reason. If you will do this before the end of the year, and procrastination is never a good idea because you put it off and put it off, and the next thing you know, it's the first of the year and you missed it because this is only through the end of the year. If you move your car loan from wherever else it is to First Community Credit Union, here's what happens. They put $100 in your First Community account. No questions, no strings, no red tape, $100. It's yours. It's a thank you for moving your car loan to a place where you'll be glad you moved in anyway. First Community Credit Union, because there's a very good chance you will also end up with a lower car payment. That has happened for lots of people because the rates are great at First Community. First Community Credit Union, making it possible to get a free $100, making it possible to very possibly get a lower car payment, and making it possible for you to do your banking in a place you'll be glad you became a member of. And that's First Community Credit Union. And, of course, thanks to them, as always, for making this yard sale possible. Let's go. Let's sell something. What do you say? Here are your co-hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Frank. Frank's always right, but he's half perfect this morning.
Today, he's a little off.
Don't give it away, Dan. It's true that almost always, and officially, the co-host of this program, The Yard Sale, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the only yard sale, the original yard sale, the real yard sale, co-hosted by myself, Scott Sherman, and Dan Strauss. Today, however,
and there's always a however in life,
well done, is large morning show in the afternoon regular and board op, Trevor Limey Phillips. Hello, sir.
Good morning, mate. How are you today?
I'm good. He already called me mate.
Of course.
That fake English accent. We're gonna crush that today. I don't believe it's real, so we're going to put him to the test. Welcome, Trevor, to the large yard sale in the real morning.
In the real morning. Thank you very much.
How does it feel to be working at 7 a.m.?
It is a I am definitely out of sorts. I'm out of whack right now. I'm sitting on the other side of the studio. I don't have any buttons in front of me or anything. It's 5 after 7 on a Saturday morning, and I'm here at work. So, yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm just definitely out of sorts.
Trevor is going to realize here in a few minutes exactly how easy it is to not have to play with any buttons and lose what little respect he had for me. In the first place, he's laughing because it's true. For those of you that don't know Trevor, Trevor has been doing the board. That's something that Grover is doing this morning, not only in this show, but on 590 The Fan. Good morning, Grover.
Salutations. What's going on?
And something that probably David Solomon has taught 5,000 people how to do, but really not nearly as well as he does. Good morning, David Solomon, taking your calls.
Good morning, everyone.
At 855-282-TALK. I like the classic number that goes all the way back to August or September. 855-282-8255 to sell something, buy something. And the new number from 2 weeks ago, 314-821-0590. Give us a buzz. We're getting to the holidays. It's the holiday season now. So in advance of that, Merry Christmas, everyone that celebrates that. Happy Hanukkah to those of you that have figured out that, as I realize, that it's, we're in the middle of that. It kind of passed me. And any other holiday, and Festivus for the rest of us, I guess. So 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255, and 314-821-0590. Now, before we get to your calls, I want to not only tell you a little bit about Trevor, have you tell him tell you a little bit about himself, but I'm going to delve into some of the holiday traditions from his alleged home.
My alleged home country.
Of England. So, Trevor, here's what I do know about you. Mm-hmm. You're from Birmingham, England.
I am from Birmingham, England.
Oh, and where, pray tell, in the great country of England is that?
Okay, right. So you've got London, which is down on, like, you know, the, I would say just the east side, all right? You go...
Southeast.
South, well, yeah, kind of southeast, okay, but it's not all the way down near the bottom. But yeah, let's go with southeast.
So if England was the United States, it's not Miami. It's not like way down...
No, think of it as like Georgia.
Okay, like Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we've got London in Atlanta, mm-hmm, all right? Birmingham is about 126 miles northwest of that.
All right. So in the sort of the context of the two countries, mm-hmm, where would that be? What would that be? What city would it be?
Okay, well, let's go with then, let's say, 1,000 miles northwest from Georgia. What is that?
Here.
Hear it. Well, there you
there
go.
There
you go.
Look
then,
at
literally.
That.
Well done, well done, well done.
Birmingham, the St. Louis of England.
It is, because over there, right, where I live, Birmingham, where I was lived, is Birmingham West Midlands, right?
Yes.
That's how we call it over there. But here, Missouri is in the Midwest.
Look at that.
Do you see that? There's a pairing right there.
Something we stole from you.
Maybe, but
I always liked that. As well as the United States. Two things... We took from it. Did we have to go to war to get that? No, we just took it.
No, you guys just took it.
So, briefly, the one last thing, just so we get our geography lesson.
Right.
And we'll go to our morning guest here in just a second. Liverpool. Where the Beatles are from. or what's left of them. And they always...
They're from way north compared to
That's like the Canada.
That is the Canada, yes.
Because when the Beatles talk, when they weren't being silly, they would answer a question in the form of a question, wouldn't they?
Always,
just like Canadians.
They always go up on the high note. So yeah, they are the Liverpudlians. Or
the what?
Liverpudlians.
Is that when they're really short, or
nope,
is that all of them?
That is a slang term for somebody from Liverpool.
A Liverpudlian. And then our northern friends, Canadians, how's it going, eh?
Same kind of thing. Pitter-patter.
How's it going, eh?
Indeed.
How's your hoose? Everything rising to the form of a question. So I learned that from living in Michigan. You learned that from living in England about the Liverpudlians.
Mm-hmm. Liverpudlians.
And that's your geography lesson from... Trevor Limey Phillips, the board op of the Large Morning Show.
Happy to help.
Good afternoon. And the co-host today of the First Community Credit Union Yard Sale, brought to you by our friends at First Community Credit Union, of course, the only sponsor. So we have a lot of time to get to your calls. 314-821-0590, 855-282-TALK. And batting leadoff, as he normally does, our friend, Russ, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm an AM and a PM.
Hallelujah. That's okay.
How you guys doing?
Good. Guess what, Russ? Even if it was 3-6, he would have missed that on the board anyway.
That is not true. Hallelujah, I've got down.
Oh, yes, he does. It's the other stuff he's got to work on. You know, so that's a job, right, Trevor? That's
right.
Okay, never mind.
I guess Dan's down in Uranus trying to clean out the place, huh?
Yeah. I think I can disclose this. His girlfriend, Sandy, has a son who became a PhD, and the ceremony for that is during this broadcast.
I got a PhD in LSD.
Very nice, Russ.
Where's the rim shot? Where's the rim shot, right. Grover?
Ba-dum-bumps.
Hey, Trevor, you say you're from Birmingham?
I am. Well, born in St. Louis, but raised in Birmingham, and I live there for a predominant section of my life. So
wait
I just
a minute.
Like to say,
you're an American citizen?
I am an American citizen.
Since
legally.
Birth?
Yeah, since birth.
So you got that accent from living in Alabama?
Yeah, definitely a little bit local. No, the original Birmingham, that's where I got this accent from.
I just know one thing, is they told me, you smoke, don't you?
I do smoke. It is a terrible habit.
I don't think that's the kind of smoke Russ is talking about. I don't know. Which smoke, Russ? Does it matter?
Yeah, right.
It doesn't matter, but I was just going to tell him you should never go down to Birmingham, Alabama and tell him they're going to blow a fag. That ain't going to work out very well.
Probably won't do that,
Where's
Russ?
The rim shot? That was good.
And you know what, Scott, when you go into court, you know the person that's facing off against you. They're in trouble, and the judge stands up and goes, "Great Scott!"
Yes. That's exactly when they know
that's exactly when
they know.
Yep, they sure do. So I'm going to have a good show this week. I had something I was thinking about maybe selling sometime, but I have to do it after next week. I've got something very unique, one of a kind. Actually, it's a his and hers. It's a woman's necklace mistletoe. You get the point?
Yes.
And I got a man's belt buckle mistletoe. those are definitely one of a kind.
855-282-8855. We didn't give out the rules yet, Russ, but I don't know if those are going to make it. But, you know, if you get calls, you get calls, right?
You never know.
Well, I quit here with the other. I asked for the other stuff. You want to go back to my old routine?
No. Whatever. Look, this first 15 minutes is all about you, sir.
That's good. I hope Hadley's listening. I hope Randy's listening. I could sure like to work there. I like to work there at nighttime.
Well, if you're calling as often as you probably are already. So
yeah, but I don't get the check yet. See, I have a check.
Very good.
So we got a liney, and no offense, a Jew, and a check. We're in trouble.
All right, that's Russ, everybody.
I made points. Goodbye.
All right, thank you, buddy.
God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Best to you, too.
When you get a chance, everybody remember, when you get that chance, you go see that seventh planet there, no matter where it's at in the sky. You go see it.
Very good.
Great. Thanks,
great
Scott.
Plug.
Thanks,
you, Russ.
Thanks, bye, David. Zap. Thanks, Trevor. Glover.
Right on cue. And as I said, the first 15 minutes.
That was perfect.
And not 1 second more.
That was perfect.
Belongs
to
Russ. Look, the fabulous Russ. So get back on and get back in. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. And 314-821-0590. The newly minted from 2 weeks ago number. Buy something, sell something. It's getting to crunch time. It's Christmas time, and I enjoy this holiday season a great deal.
When is, like, it's getting to crunch time? When does crunch time start for Christmas shopping? Like, obviously, Christmas Eve, you're already well and truly in it, but when is that where the madness begins?
I think today.
Today.
Because if you're going to get some gift for some kid, you better be on the electronic hunt this
true.
Weekend. You know, if you just want to buy some kind of, you know, sausage sticks and cheese for people,
right?
I think you might be able to get that done next weekend. But if you want to get something that somebody really wants, you better get after that today.
Do kids, do they even still want toys now? Is that something that people are buying? Or is it all just electronics and video games and things like that? Like, I haven't really seen any commercials for toys.
I can tell you that there are two kids in my shopping network. And other than wrestling figurines, which
that's cool. Okay.
The 7-year-old wants, it's all about electronics.
Yeah.
They just want iPhones and
iPads,
pads and video game systems and all kinds of stuff like that. So we've got a couple of calls. We will get onto those right away. Let's load those up. Can we just go right to the phones? We don't need a name. Good morning, Mel.
Well, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We're great. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Glen Carbon, Illinois, which is about 40 miles east of St. Louis. So, and
I know where that is.
It's, okay.
It's the Chesterfield of the Metro East.
Okay.
It's like right. It's actually probably closer to downtown than most people that live in St. Louis. So,
yes.
Welcome correct. In.
Hey, so this morning I got a really nice used car for sale. It's a 2014 Dodge Dart. It's got 54,000 miles roughly on it. It's got a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's got paint protection on it. It's got the OEM floor mats in it. And I basically have retired, so I no longer need this car, okay? It's a great little car. It'll get 40 miles a gallon on the highway, kind of almost in a heartbeat. Got a little turbocharged engine in it, and it's red. What else you guys want to know about?
Man, that is a great synopsis of this vehicle.
So,
was it garaged? I'm sure you took good care of it. Oil changes. It's ready to go.
Yeah, it's got a clean Carfax. It was always serviced at the dealer, the local Dodge dealer here. And so it's all good to go. You know, I just make a good Christmas present for a 16-year-old for sure, you know. So I'm asking $10,250.
Very good.
$10,250.
Outstanding. This thing's like new. I mean, 54,000 miles, that's just breaking the thing in.
Yeah, it's really, like I say, and I used to drive a long distance back and forth to work, so I was looking, and that's when, you know, gas was $4 a gallon or whatever, so I was looking for something that got good gas mileage, so all of these miles are primarily highway miles, so, I mean, it's, you know, and I, there again, it's just good to go.
Mel takes care of his stuff. This is a great Christmas present. Let's get somebody into a nice, clean vehicle taken care of by a responsible person. All we need now is your number.
Well, I got two other things I want to sell.
Please, sure. Of course.
So I have, and I'm sure that if anybody's been in the market, there's these little blue baby swings. They sell them at HD and also, it's a green slide, okay? I have those two items that are lightly used, and what I'll do is whatever they sell for at the local store, half price.
Ooh, look at that.
Bargain.
Mel's got it, a 50% off coupon.
Yeah, look it up online, and if they're, you know, $50, we'll sell it for $25. I don't know how much they cost, but I got those two things that are... They're slightly used. So my phone number is 618-381-8607.
I'm going to get this right. 618-381-8607.
That's correct.
That is terrific. Good stuff.
I got one other question.
Sure.
Is Frank and Company going to do a trip this year?
We don't know.
Not this side of New Year's. No, he is going to be doing possible. Well, he's thinking about doing one next year, and that is going on while he was throwing the idea around of a European river cruise.
Wow.
Right?
That's Ooh, why it pays to have the guy here every day. Limey. Good news. Mel, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to Mel. 618-381-8607. He's got the 2014 Dodge Dart, only 54,000 miles, 10,250. David, good morning.
Hey, Merry Christmas, y'all, and at AM and AM. And also, you guys need to try to find an FM signal for the St. Louis area when you guys lower your power on the AM side.
David, I have a question and I think a solution. I thank you. Do you have a smartphone?
No.
Okay.
I'm blind and I don't know how to work them. I got a track phone though.
You have a track phone. If you come across a smartphone this Christmas season, if somebody gets you one,
I don't know. I would know how to use it though.
Well, I think you could find a 12-year-old. And hand it to that person and say, here, download the 590 The Fan app. Or do you have a computer?
No, I don't know enough about computers either.
Okay. We will do the best we can to, why don't you call in Monday? Isn't the tech
Perfect
guy Monday?
Mm-hmm.
That's I just talked to him.
His name is Gino. If you call in on Monday, we can absolutely.
No, on the show.
Oh, Tech Talk, that is Taylor Nickerson.
Taylor Nickerson.
Mm-hmm.
Call Monday and ask Taylor during Frank's show how to fix this problem. Because it lies in technology.
Yeah, because a lot of people can't, here in the St. Louis area, can't hardly pick you guys up on the other side.
Yeah.
Because the 1380's got an FM signal, too.
That's a bummer. Hey, do you have anything to sell or buy or anything?
No, I just wish you all an early Merry Christmas.
And you too, David. Thank you so much for listening. Okay. And if you call Monday, there might be some technical solution I can't
answer. We'll get this figured out.
314-821-0590.
Yeah. I just called the St. Louis area number.
Very good.
Thank you.
David, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that goes for everyone. If you have a smartphone, because I had a client who's also a listener to the show,
mm-hmm.
basically bring up the same thing about 2 weeks ago. I asked the question, do you have a smartphone? Oh, yeah.
It is.
While I was on the phone with her,
right?
She happened to be a Android person, which I am, Google Store. 590 The Fan app, downloaded it for free, boom, crystal clear, globally, everywhere.
Well, for those who don't know, who have a smartphone.
Even in Liverpool.
Even in Liverpool. For those who have a smartphone and may not know where the app store is, right, there is a little icon on your phone and it will simply say Play Store. And this looks like a little Play, just like you would see on a DVD player, CD player, VCR. Play, nice little colors, goes to Play Store.
And let me add, too, that that's if you have an Android smartphone like a Samsung, an LG. It may be different. If you have an iPhone, you'll want to go to the Apple Store. So it all depends on what type of smartphone you have, but you can just go to whatever store where you can find apps or maybe download music if that's what you do on your phone as well.
Yes, and unless you're Roy Moore, give it to a 12-year-old because you could probably be trusted with that person. What? Oh, that guy we can't make fun of? Chris, good morning.
Good morning. I have two trolling motors for sale.
Yes, sir.
One is Minn Kota, I think it's a 765. It's 32 pounds of thrust. and I want $100 for that one. And then I think I have the, oh, that one also has the Enduro power-saving technology on it.
Chris, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to tell you, that is a fantastic deal for fishing people.
Oh, yes.
$100?
Yeah.
That's great.
And then I have a 765, which is a foot-operated one, but it doesn't have the real heavy, annoying cable. It has this light line to it, so you can move the pedal any place in the boat. And that I want $154. And the phone number is 314-520-7971. And I will bring the sausage in for Ray next week.
Here's what I was going to say. You sound like the second nicest person in the world. Ray Eye's co-host,
yes,
Chris Vogler.
I wanted to stay, and I forgot to, stay and announce my trolling motor.
You never have to apologize for not bringing food, because those sandwiches and burgers that you guys have brought not only are generous, but are delicious. So for everyone who has not heard, and I don't know who hasn't, the Eye on the Outdoor show, great show about the outdoors and great people that do it. So it's so nice to be handed off to by you, sir, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your entire family.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you.
And anybody that wants it, again, it's 314-520-7971. I've got two of them. And I'm in the Creek Core area, so just give me a ring. All right.
Was Ray I in any of the boats that these motors were in?
I think
say yes, you'll sell
it. 65. I think so. That he was in that one. Lost the place they used to fish, so might as well get rid of these.
Celebrity trolling motors.
Yes.
314-520-7971.
$100 for the one and $150 for the other.
We should have these things sold before 8.
Presents.
They would.
And they'd be great Christmas presents for the fishermen.
Throw in a venison burger, and you can double the price.
Ooh.
I'm telling you. That
yeah,
good.
He's almost out, so that's why he's got to go get more next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye now.
That's a great person right there.
A nice guy. We were chatting before the show.
Grover's worked with these guys for several years.
Since January 2012.
We're not going to put you on the spot. How great are these people?
They are two of the nicest guys I've ever worked with.
And okay, now I am going to put you on the spot. How are me and Dan? Okay, how's
you're
Trevor?
You're on the list. Let's put it that way. Trevor, I've just met with, but...
I'm on the list, all right.
Thank you. You're on the list, guys.
I've worked with a lot of people on radio, and you're one of them. How about that?
Look at that.
There you go.
No, it's a pleasure.
314-821-0590, 855-282-TALK. I must have touched a nerve when I said something about Judge Moore there to Grover.
No,
learn
no.
something new every day. All right, Trevor.
All right, what you got for me?
While we wait for your calls, because we want to sell stuff, or if you're looking for something for the holidays, give us a call. You're from England. You grew up there.
I did.
Holiday traditions.
Okay.
You've lived here and were born here, so you know enough about ours. But tell us a little bit about holiday traditions in England.
Mm-hmm.
What do people do at Christmas time there that's a little bit unique compared to what they do here?
All right, well, first...
Then I'm going to see if you're right.
I know what everybody is thinking. The one that jumps in is, food-based, and it is figgy pudding, right? I have no idea what... I have no idea what figgy pudding is. I didn't even hear about it until I moved over here and everybody asked me what it was. That was not a thing in my household. So if you're wondering what is figgy pudding, I am also wondering that too. I have no idea.
I'm going to guess figs, but that's not a thing.
You know, I mean...
It's a song lyric.
Yeah, you could if you want to. I wouldn't go that far. You never know. So I don't know. I believe it's some sort of custard-based thing. Sounds horrible. All right, but traditions. Well,
I'm going to throw one out, see if this is correct.
Okay.
Mince pie.
Yes.
What is that?
That is the mince, okay, it's a mince meat, but it's not meat. It is raisins, sultanas, orange peel, bits of apple, other different bits of fruit that's been kind of boiled together with some spices thrown in, and it is absolutely delicious. You get some cinnamon, some nutmeg. You put it in a pot with all those little fruit ingredients about... Well, you want to simmer them on a low temperature for a while, and it is just absolutely delicious. And then you make these tiny little pies, cover them in sugar. Amazing.
So that is a thing.
That is a thing. Mince pies. My dad makes the best mince pies in the world.
True or false, Christmas carolers in Trafalgar Square.
That is true.
What is that? Well, I know what Christmas carolers are, but well, they dress up like it's...
yeah, like, you know,
like a Dickens novel?
Just like St. Charles Main Street.
By the way. That St. Charles Main Street thing is cool. Charles Dickens, very long-winded.
Yes, incredible.
And overrated as far as I'm concerned. Okay, it's filthy. We get it. Kids went to prison.
Overrated.
I had a Dickens class in college.
I'm sorry for it.
And the guy gave out about 12 books. I go, oh, great. Each one is 1,200 pages long.
Yeah.
And it's the same story. Someone didn't pay the bills, and they threw them in jail, and they had to eat rats. And someone got sick and tuberculosis and rape and black lung disease. And it's like every am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Are you mad at me about
this? No, absolutely not. But I didn't know you had taken a Charles Dickens class. I didn't know there was such a thing.
You know what?
And I am sorry again for you.
English literature worthless until this morning. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Trevor Phillips.
Hello, sir.
Along with Scott Sherman this morning, welcoming you into First Community Credit Union's yard sale. Let's talk a little bit about our sponsor. Great people, not just because they sponsor the show, and clearly that's one reason. They treat people with respect, and the banking industry is not well known for in the respect business. I can tell you that when I first signed up, which was right about the time that I started co-hosting the show, I did it because I didn't want to be a hypocrite and come on and say stuff about First Community and not have been a member. But I didn't want to pretend like I'd been a member forever or say, oh, you know, I'm going to be hosting this show. Didn't say anything about it. Immediately, they were nice. And not only nice, but treated me even with the modest deposit that I started as though I had deposited a huge amount of money and had been there a long time. Since then, I have needed them for the emergency three times. All three times they came through because I deposited money in person and immediately that money became available, even if it was an out-of-town check. So I got three emergencies solved by First Community since September, and it's 100% the way that they do business. So it's not just the 43 locations. It's not just the 16-some-odd locations that are in Walmart that you can do business on Saturday and on Sunday, or they can build your credit, as one of our coworkers had his credit built when he didn't have more than $2 to his name. It's the way they treat you. So if you're not a member of First Community, and that's exactly what we are as members, for everybody out there, give them a try. Put $200 in an account and see how they treat you. And if they don't treat you as great as I said, pull it out. But you'll keep it there and you'll let it grow because that's not just the way they'll treat you, it's the way they treat everybody. So First Community, we thank them for their sponsorship of this show for, geez, I don't know, exclusively the last 7 or 8 years. Solomon's the historian of all things radio. He would straighten me out on that. But they are a great banking institution. First Community and firstcommunity.com. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. First, I still have not found one of those nativity scenes.
Tell Trevor about this. He'll love it.
Guy called, said he had some about 2 foot tall. Perfect. I go by over there, a little cheap old plastic light up, which they were okay. I'm not looking for a light up plastic cut. So I'm still looking for that. And I might have a solution for David on his FM signal thing.
Very good.
There, there's a big box store here in town. They do not advertise on your station. Their initials are BB, electronics store. They have a little FM HD radio for like $35 or something like that. And it gets the 105.7 HD2 station. I bought one, put it down in the garage, works perfect, FM signal.
That's excellent advice.
He can go there, get one for his house for $35. It gets all the HD stations on the FM. So that's for David.
Outstanding.
That's all
well,
I
thank
got.
You. Well, but real quick, Robert, tell Trevor, who's in for Dan today, about what you're looking for, because they have a tradition similar to this in England, I think. Tell them about what you're looking for.
You used to see them all the time. Everyone had them in their front yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outdoor nativity scene.
Yeah.
And they're like plaster or concrete statues, about 2 to 3 foot tall. They're all painted, right colors and everything.
Right.
You know, Joseph, Mary, Jesus in the crib, the three wise men. Used to see them everywhere. Everyone had them. Now I cannot find a set anywhere.
Well, what kind of... You say you don't want plastic light-up, right?
Right.
How big exactly do you want these? Like, what's the average size? 2 feet tall? Say, like, on Joseph that?
Yeah, 2 to 3 foot tall. And they're regular statues, individual statues made out of, like, plaster or concrete, and then they're painted. And you can get the whole thing with the lamb and the shepherd, the three wise men. I can't find a set anywhere.
What are you? What is your price range, if you don't mind me asking, just to throw it out there? Like, what are you looking to pay for?
I have no idea what they used to cost or what they're worth or anything.
Trevor's going to go nail one from a church.
Well, don't you worry,
no,
Robert.
No, don't do that.
I would absolutely never, ever steal a nativity scene off of a church grounds. But
would you steal one from a school?
That's a good question. If it's a Catholic school, then no. But I was just looking online, and your prices range and vary from about $700 to about $1,700 for a nativity scene that'll go in your front yard. I would, you never know, it might even work to check out like a garden center or something like that.
But he called here.
Well, of course, I'm just saying.
Here's what we need. We need Robert's number, and we really need somebody who has or knows somebody who has this nativity scene. We're running out of time for Christmas. Robert wants this. So don't let it sit in the garage. It won't go to waste. This is an heirloom piece that he will keep and pass along for years to come, right? Your phone number.
314-574-2096. And I am a member of First Community Credit Union, longtime member. So that's what I got.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yep. And like I said, David goes to that place called BD Electronics. He can find a little HD FM radio that gets the HD2 station.
There you go. Great advice. And thank you for the call.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
314-574-2096. Robert, always helpful.
So yes,
great fellow.
Somebody's got a nativity set.
You are going to nail that from
making some
a Lutheran church or something.
I would never do that.
You can't do that.
Stealing a nativity scene from hallowed ground, that's the fastest way to hell.
Now, that's tainted goods.
That is absolutely tainted.
Even if he doesn't know. Diana, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little worried about the gentleman with the track phone listening to the radio. He's got to buy his minutes. So if that guy, I heard the guy in front of me say, because I'm a track phone user too. And I buy a year's service, so every month or 3 months, because you can buy 30, 60, 90, 120 minutes. And then if you run out during that time, if you don't buy enough minutes, then you got to buy more. And then if you got minutes left by the time of the end of the contract, you still have to buy more because you'll lose the minutes you had.
Right. That's great advice.
Anyway, and then the gentleman looking for the concrete figures.
Yeah.
There's a place out in High Ridge off Highway 30 on the left-hand side in Dittmer. I haven't been out that way for a long, long time. She had a lot of concrete things. I think I may have bought something from her probably 20 or 30 years ago. And then on Interstate 44, there is a place way out there, but my sister comes in from the Rolla area, you know, a couple of times a month or so. I'm going to see if she can get a phone number.
That's very sweet,
Thank
Diana.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
That's our community.
David didn't leave his phone number, did he?
No, we have Robert. Yeah. David did not leave his phone number, but
yeah.
David is always listening. So, yeah. David, take Diana's advice.
He needs to leave his phone number so people who can help him.
And people might have, I don't know, be changing out their smartphone.
Oh. Right.
Like he said, though, that gentleman with the radio, maybe someone has a radio that will pick you up for him.
Diana, you know, that is a great idea. Let's just shout that out. And they can call 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. If you have an HD radio and you're not using it and you want David to have it, call us and we'll make sure that he gets it so he can listen to this great station in HD.
Good.
And I'm sure somebody here, even if they were selling it, would pick up the freight. Right, Grover?
Absolutely not.
Grover's going to do it. He's going to buy it.
I will.
He already said.
Maybe they bring it to you just to meet you.
There you go.
Absolutely. Grover is definitely worth meeting. Diana, what can we sell for you today?
Don't ask me the prices because I need to get rid of these things. They just need to offer me something.
Okay, it's time. It's OBO, or best offer.
Typewriter I found in the attic.
Okay.
And then it weighs a ton. I had to get it down on a ladder. Anyway, then I have, years ago, they had cast iron radiators in houses. This is a wooden cover that would make the radiator look like furniture or something.
I've got those in my house still.
You do?
I do.
I've got one in the garage.
Wow.
I might have lost them because I had a gentleman helping me, and I noticed he moved them, and I didn't have time to look for them, but they were Budman stickers that I guess Budweiser gave out for
Was that their superhero? There's a mask?
Yeah, I know about that.
Budman the superhero. They're probably about 6 inches long and 4 inches high, but they're all cut out. You know, his body and then his wings are up.
Very cool.
And they're black in color, but... Yeah, I got a few of those if somebody's interested in those.
Let's move some of this stuff, these treasures. Let's get them to the right home.
And I'm in the Arnold area.
Yes, ma'am.
636-296-0269. And the other guy was 2096.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. You're a doll. You're very helpful. Thank you for thinking about David and all of our listeners. And I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you the same thing back.
And I hope we hear from you next week.
Last week you said you were going to try to remember our numbers. Well, next week I'm probably working at this time of the day. I think I go in earlier. I go in at 10 o'clock today, and I went, woohoo, I get to call in again.
I got the 636-296 down. I'd already written it.
269.
Yeah, I got to get that last four. So let me say it loud and proud, 636.
I could tell you how, but I can't over the phone.
296-0269. Well, I didn't know she worked blue at 7:45 in the morning. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask where you're working.
It's Schnucks.
Oh.
I used to be known as the joke lady by the firemen. I used to work in the city, but now I don't. But at Sarah and Linda, the firemen used to come in and say, joke lady, got a joke today?
Diana, you're no joke to us. You're a precious gift.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You guys are a gift to all the people who listen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Fare thee well. Bye.
Fare thee well.
Is that British enough for you?
I'm pretty sure it's, but it is.
Guy, it's been waiting a while.
Good morning.
How are
you? Good morning. I'm great. I got rid of all my styrofoam for a while.
Oh, cool.
Now I have some metal tubing. It's 3 inches wide by inch thick, and somewhere about 8 foot long or longer. last summer somebody stole my air conditioner, so I put a new air conditioner in, and I built a cage on my air conditioner with these things. Works real good for building different things. I'm asking $2 a piece for those metal tubings. Then I've got about 15, I think, bandsaw blades from my dad's wood shop. Most of them are brand new. I'm asking $5 a piece for those. They're 72 inches long. I'm in North County. My phone number is 314-913-4510. And if somebody wants the metal tubing and they don't have a way to pick them up, I've got a pickup truck that I can deliver as long as it's not too far away from my house.
You're always generous with that. Guy, what's the alloy that the tube's made out of?
It's just a galvanized. They use it for bracing and shipping containers so loads don't shift backwards. And then we take them out. And, so they're I have no idea. They're just steel.
It's not copper. It's just galvanized steel.
Yeah, just galvanized steel.
Cool. Well, the price is right. I mean, come on. $2. Yeah. Shouldn't even ask.
Yeah, $2 a piece. And, I can deliver. I've delivered styrofoam to different people and stuff. You see my pickup truck when I deliver it, too. It's a little pickup truck, and the styrofoam is usually bigger than my truck is when I can deliver it.
You're a good man, Guy.
All right. I gave you my phone number,
314-913-4510.
Correct.
Look at that. I got it right.
Day.
You too.
Well done.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
That's Guy's number, 314-913-4510. Our number, 341-821-0590. Mike's got that, either that or the 855 number, and he's on with us on the First Community Credit Union yard sale. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Scott. Do you know the name of that electronic shop that Guy was talking about? You could buy one of them radios. I didn't catch that.
He didn't give us a hint.
BB? It was BB. He didn't say too much.
Big
about what
boy.
It is.
Is that right? No, that's wrong.
I have no idea.
Best
what it is.
Boy.
Well, that is BB Electronics, I guess.
Yeah, B. Big?
Look for it.
No. Best?
You can think of it. There
BB Electronics. Maybe I can find it,
Maybe so.
Right. And also, I got, this is off-season, but I'll put it on there for the heck of it. I got some pool steps for an above-ground pool and a pool ladder. So if anybody's looking for a bargain on that, I'll wheel and deal with it.
Very good.
And my number is area code 314-741-8577. And if you and your partner there are in the Farson area today, my band's playing out at Myers Restaurant 5-8. Come on in, and you can sit in and sing with the band.
Mike is in a band, and thank you for the invite. And Dan Strauss says, this guy, you play the drums, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
He's one heck of a drummer, one fantastic drummer.
Yeah, I play drums and I sing. But we're up at Myers Restaurant. Come on up.
Okay, dope.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. 314-741-8577. If you're up in Florissant, you might be able to nail a couple nativity scenes for
there you go.
For Robert. All right, thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. I was just flat out wrong about something Thursday.
What was you wrong about?
I very confidently proclaimed that a song, which was redone by Burl Ives.
Ah, yes.
I believe the song was This Land Is Your Land.
This Land Is Your Land.
Was written by Hank Williams Sr. That is not true. And not only was I called out on it.
Oh, man.
I was called out on it by Bill Cleveland. Oh. And that doesn't make it feel worse, but it doesn't help.
It doesn't.
Because it was so easy to have gotten that right. But I was in, I don't know that this even helps me in that embarrassing situation, but I was thinking about Woody Guthrie when I said Hank Williams Sr. And the reason I was thinking about that is Woody Guthrie has a son. Woody Guthrie died of Huntington's disease.
Did not know that.
British.
Huntington's disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right. I hate to tell you, he's got Huntington's disease. Oh, what a bummer. But that'll knock you out pretty bad. And it's it's something you pass along, you know? It's inherited.
Oh, okay.
And he got
hereditary.
A 50-50 shot of getting it, which is not good.
Mm-mm.
And so Arlo Guthrie, that's Woody Guthrie's son, he's still alive. He's got a big, long beard. But he, for a while, had to hang out till he was 40 to see if he was going to die of this thing.
No, man.
And Arlo Guthrie, every year, or he would play this song, Alice's Restaurant, which is from a movie. And it's done right around Thanksgiving. I hate that song. And my stepdad loves that song and would play that as loud as he could right in the middle at halftime of the Detroit Lions football game and ruin the game because the song's about 45 minutes long. So I do like Woody Guthrie,
right.
And then I get him wrong. So the ghosts of the Guthrie,
they haunt you.
They
this
haunt
weekend.
Me to this day.
Well, I think now you've made up for it. You've apologized. You've thrown yourself out there. You know, I think you've.
And I wasn't mistaken.
Yourself.
I was just plain wrong. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255, and 314-821-0592. We have time for a few more calls in this hour. We're almost always packed in hour number two. So why wait? Get in now. More time to sell your stuff. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. Scott Sherman and Trevor Limey Phillips.
Indeed. Get in and talk about your product.
Real quick, another English, and I don't know if it's British or English tradition. I'm going to run this by you and see if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Father Christmas?
That's Santa Claus.
Okay, that's an English thing.
Wait.
Have you? Okay.
No.
David Solomon is from the United States, Cleveland, Ohio's parents, St. Louis, Missouri. David, have you ever heard an American talk about Father Christmas?
Not that I can recall.
David,
all right, Grover.
You're not needed right now.
I don't know where he's from, but it ain't England. Father Christmas, is that used around your house?
I've never heard it around.
Grover,
my house.
Turn okay. your mic off.
Who's that is, Father Christmas?
Father Christmas is Santa Claus. Come on. People have got to use Father Christmas over here. It can't just be an English thing. Like, yeah, wow. I mean, I even forgot that I used to call him that. But yeah, Father Christmas, that's Santa Claus. It's Father
in
Christmas.
England. So it is true.
Yeah, it's Father Christmas.
In England.
No, come on. Wait, no. They can't just be an
any
English
kids
thing.
Sitting around in, you know, Webster Groves going, Mom, can I go get my picture taken with Father Christmas this
Father
year?
Christmas.
No,
it's Santa Claus. It's Santa Claus. They're
not
the
making
same
fun of it. I'm just making sure.
But that can't. No, I'm sure I've heard Father Christmas over here. I'm sure I've heard it. I may be spacing right now, but I'm pretty sure.
And one more because we just lost Jer. Jer, call back. 855-282-TALK. One more here. When our presents opened up by the royal family
ooh.
In England for Christmas.
I know this. I believe, no, I can't remember. I know this.
Well, it's not on December the 5th. I'll just give it to him.
Wow, thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate that.
You're not going back if you get this wrong.
I think it's after the Queen's speech.
When's that?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, the Queen's speech.
Yeah, she gives her Queen's speech.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the monarch.
And what does she
does.
Say?
She just talks about the year ahead.
Hello.
Of course, she
Merry
says hello.
Merry Christmas. And thank you, Father Christmas,
yeah, it's,
for coming. Let's get to Kathleen. Maybe she knows or has something to buy or sell. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. I don't know. I just would like to put on my curio cabinet again for $150. It's an 18-inch side, you know, you put side door, so you have to put your stuff in on the side doors. Five shelves with a light for all your stuff. And it's in mint condition. It's a little dusty, but it's in mint condition. $150, and come get it for your, your loved one.
This is a perfect time of year. All those little knickknacks, all those little holiday, Christmas, little figurines. Display them for your family. Come help Kathleen and help yourself.
Right.
Get your number, ma'am. Your number.
Over your car alone. Oh, 314-323-0219.
Another great number. 314-323-0219.
Yep. 19.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Jer, good morning, sir.
Scott, thank you very much. All right. Bless you, the radio station, and the First Community. Last week, you guys were kind enough to let me be on air, and I did wind up selling a couple of things. So bless you, sir.
That's why we do it. Getting stuff out of the garage and getting cash in your pocket.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I still have some things left over. We're in the process of remodeling our kitchen. So I have a refrigerator. It is a really, really nice refrigerator. It's a two-door. It's black. It's side-by-side. It's 25-plus cubic foot, and it has all the bells and whistles, including ice maker, ice through the door, crushed or otherwise, water, control the temperatures and everything else in front on the front of the door. It has a built-in water filter. So I have that for sale. And then I also have two microwaves. One's an overhead and one's a countertop, and a dining table with four chairs and a leaf. It is solid wood. And I'm only asking $25 for that.
I'm asking
$95 for
that's
it.
That's still good.
Still a bargain.
Yes, it is. It's very good. And it's in good condition. And then also I have a solid wood, and this is a $1,000 door. And I bought the door secondhand, but it's in great shape. It's a very heavy, solid wood door. And it's 36 by 80. I was going to cut it down to 32 inches, but unfortunately, I was told not to do that. So, and I'm only asking $90 for that. And that's a steal.
That is. And I have, let them cut it down for that price.
And I also have the hardware for it, too.
Oh, good.
And then I'm looking for something if I could do that.
Sure, quickly.
And if I'm looking for solar-powered roof vents.
Hmm.
If there's anybody out there who has some of those, I'd like to buy a couple of them if that's possible. And you can reach me at area code 314-707-0660.
See, I memorized it. 314-707-0660, right?
You got that. And I thank you very much for providing this service. You guys are fantastic.
Well, we appreciate you so much and your dedication to the show, your dedication to the Large Morning Show, coming over here with us, being one of our most loyal callers, your dedication to First Community. That's how it all works. We are really a morning, Saturday morning community of people.
Absolutely.
Trying to move some stuff, get some stuff, and have a good time and maybe learn something along the way. So you're a big part of that.
You guys have a great weekend here.
You too. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. Have a great week and Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you, Scott. You do the same. And tell Frank I say hello. By the way, I'm an AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Jer, on that note.
Thank you, Jer.
We're going to run it up to the top of the hour. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
You too. TJ, you'll bat leadoff in hour number two. Hour number one is in the books. That's Trevor Limey Phillips, Scott Sherman along with you, Grover and David Solomon as well. The First Community Credit Union yard sale on 590 The Fan. It's 8 a.m. in St. Louis.